Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a book on the air.
Most baseball fans have heard of Satchel Paige and Josh Gibson. Their heroic accomplishments during the era of segregated professional baseball are part of our shared sense of history. When we think of the Negro Leagues, we imagine long bus rides, constant racist threats, and hotels and diners refusing to serve black players. However, like most mainstream history, the story of black baseball has been oversimplified. In his book, Negro League Baseball, The Rise and Ruin of a Black Institution, historian Neil Lankto tells the whole story of professional black baseball, from the reformation of the Negro Leagues in 1933 to their final collapse in 1964. Lankto weaves the story of segregated black baseball into the larger social fabric, exploring the great contributions of entrepreneurs and athletes who helped develop the game into a point of pride and identity for many African-American communities. The story includes engaging characters like Gus Greenlee, a numbers king and bootlegger who during the 1930s developed the Pittsburgh Crawfords into black baseball's equivalent of the New York Yankees. Greenlee signed five future Hall of Famers, built them a $100,000 stadium, and hired Indianapolis native Oscar Charleston to manage the team. Lankto devotes much of his book to the businessmen and women who struggled to maintain high-quality black ball teams through the lean years of the Great Depression, the trying times of World War II, and the complicated early years of integration. When Jackie Robinson broke the color line on April 15, 1947, and reintegrated Major League Baseball, it also began the disintegration of the Negro Leagues. Before 1947, communities worked together to overcome obstacles and support their teams. After integration, many black fans shifted their allegiance to Branch Rickey's Brooklyn Dodgers and the Cleveland Indians, who signed Larry Doby as the first black player in the American League. Lankto's Negro League Baseball, The Rise and Ruin of a Black Institution, helps us understand these events, not just as sport history, but as American history. For BookSpeak, this is Jerry Strecker.
Summer's a great time to get reacquainted with old friends, including those books you read in high school and college. I'm rediscovering my old friend Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451. The title is the temperature at which paper burns, and the novel tells of a dystopian world where books are banned. Police routinely seize the secret book troves of those eccentric social misfits who still like reading. The novel's main protagonist, Guy Montag, is a fireman, and in this society, firemen have only one job: to publicly burn books. Bradbury doesn't provide much detail on how the totalitarian political regime emerged or how it works, but it is interesting to note that in addition to criminalizing book reading, the government encourages, promotes, and subsidizes a host of other entertainments so as to keep the citizens occupied and uninterested in anything as challenging as a book. Written in 1953, just as television was entering the cultural mainstream, Bradbury foresees many entertainment technologies with which we are familiar. There are shell radios that fit into the ear, serve as mobile phones, and transmit other forms of entertainment. In 1953, a 21-inch television set was standard, and a 27-inch set was a giant. But in Bradbury's tale, TVs fill the entire walls of a home. One notes that the fast-paced, pleasure-packed world Bradbury envisioned almost 60 years ago is becoming true. One can't help but consider what this might be doing to our capacity for contemplative thinking. But the book does offer hope. Guy Montag aspires to reading and to thinking on his own. He finds resources to help him discover and develop his intellectual capacities. And even though he suffers, one is left with a sense of the triumph of the human spirit. Bradbury's book is not promoting any particular political or social agenda. It is best understood as an imaginative tale designed to inspire us to cherish our own intellectual life. Fahrenheit 451 is written in a style that appeals to the young and the old, to bookworms and more occasional readers. Thought-provoking but entertaining, it's a great choice to read with a friend, and a book you will come back to again and again. This is Cecil Bohannon for BookSpeak.
Support for BookSpeak comes from Toyota and Scion of Muncie and Ivy Tech Community College. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.